Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
His free newsletter is must reading in the travel industry. JohnnyJet.com is the site, and Johnny joins us now to talk about what's happening. And I guess what's happening is with the upcoming weekend, expected to be the busiest for airports since the pandemic began, airlines are working to limit flight delays and cancellations. Are they going to be successful, John?
No.
Thank you, and have a good day. Wow.
Yes.
It's going to get worse this summer?
You know, I do think so. You know, they're all starting to place blame on others. The airlines are now blaming the FAA. The FAA saying it's the airlines. They took $53 billion in aid. They did not train their pilots like they should have been. Instead, they offered them early retirement and encouraged them to, get new jobs. So it's a mess right now. So most airlines have canceled like 15% of their schedule, which, you know, is mind-boggling if you think about it, because they want to make as much money as they can anytime, but especially after the pandemic. I mean, you know, remember during the pandemic, the airlines were offering the middle seat open? Those days are long gone.
Yeah.
You'd be lucky if you get a seat on the toilet.
and the fares are through the roof. A travel booking app, Hopper, said round-trip domestic airfare for the 4th of July holiday costs an average of $437. That's up 45% from 2019.
Listen, I believe it. I used to fly L.A. New York all the time. I just checked for mid-July to go visit my dad. It is $900 for coach. Mm. I used to be able to get it for $630 for business. Mm-hmm. That is insane.
And despite it all, more people than ever are flying. The weekend TSA checkpoint numbers were the highest they've been in a long time, right?
Yep. Since February 11th, 2020, it was 2.4 million yesterday. And, you know, it's going to be more on Thursday for people getting ready for 4th of July weekend. So get ready. Go to the airports early. Air France KLM boss just came out yesterday or 2 days ago saying show up to the airport really early. If you're going to large airports, you need to do it. If smaller airports, you don't have to. But I'm talking 3 hours early and leave. Try to avoid connections. And if you can't, make sure you leave plenty of time in between those connections.
AAA predicts 47.9 million people will travel 50 miles or more from home over the holiday weekend, an increase of almost 4% over a year ago. But the big surprise, car travel is supposed to set a new record despite the gas prices, 42 million people hitting the road. And a lot of people looking at how much it would cost them to drive somewhere as opposed to flying somewhere. I'm sure you've heard that, right, John?
Definitely. Listen, most people these days are saying if a drive is 7 hours or less, they're going to take the drive because they don't want to deal with airports right now. So, and you know what? The gas prices, they are high, but people have not been out. They haven't had this freedom. They haven't been able to see their loved ones or friends or colleagues, so they're going out. Excuse me.
And that brings us to a subject that I was reading about the other day. I think it was the Wall Street Journal did a big story headline, passengers behaving badly as air travel again takes off in big numbers. Irritating habits and bad manners are on the rise. Have you personally encountered any of this, Johnny?
No, not since the masks. I think a lot of them have gone down. I just think people are just tired, they're scared, they're, you know, whatever, they're just, it's just a terrible time right now in terms of like being in crowded airports. They don't want people to want to get COVID. They're afraid the people next to them have it. And I think the numbers have definitely dropped since they dropped the masks. I know I spoke to flight attendants and they said it has for them. They're not policing it, but yeah, it's unfortunate. Just people need to just pack their patients, show up early. If you're going somewhere, if you need to be somewhere, don't go in that same day. Go in a day or two before. Give a buffer and enjoy the destination, especially if you're traveling abroad or if you're going on a cruise or going to a wedding. And don't bring and try not to check bags. Seriously, I know it sounds harder than it is, but it's not. And my wife, our first trip, showed up with a trunk the size that you brought on that old steamship, and now she does carry out only. I was like, listen, we don't check bags, except when we're traveling with little kids, which now we take a U-Haul truck.
Apparently, one of the things that many passengers and flight attendants are aggravated about these days is when the plane lands, and you know, oftentimes you'll hear the flight attendants say, stay seated, because some people are trying to make connections, let them go. Well, apparently, not only are people disregarding that, but they're just butting in front of people, and they're now calling that a case of the pusher, and a number of flight attendants. It was in a Reddit travel forum post, and they were talking about deplaning derelicts, and that's the major pet peeve right now. And I've seen it.
I've definitely seen it, and I've witnessed it. And, you know, if the person's not in a hurry, or if the person doesn't have a plane to catch, I put my bag right in the middle of the aisle. They're not getting by me. So, because that ticks me off when people do that.
Yeah, exactly. By the way, you may want to put this in your travel newsletter, the next one. I am, I believe, the only person in America who has flown twice in the last month, two different cities, two different airlines, everything on time, no problems, no cancellations, no delays, just a perfect trip twice in the last little while. Yeah, how about that? It can happen.
Definitely. Are you leaving midweek? Because midweek, I haven't had any problems either.
You know what? Actually, you know what? I did. Both times, I did not fly on the... Well, I came back on the weekend, but...
Sunday?
Yes, I did.
Okay, that's you do deserve to be in Guinness Book World Records.
And it's Johnny Jett, named one of Forbes' top 10 travel influencers. And... let's talk a little bit about Airbnb here, Johnny. A lot of folks, when they're booking an Airbnb, they see a price. It seems pretty good. And then they're surprised later by the cleaning fee. And I was reading about this. Apparently, in the United States, about 85% of short-term rental listings have a cleaning fee. And we're talking about Airbnb, also VRBO. Cleaning fees increased an average of 9.5% from the first quarter of 2020 to the first quarter of 2021, and an additional 6.6% by the first quarter of 2022. I guess that's inflation, and they're passing along these costs to us, aren't they?
You know what? I booked a Vrbo last year, and I encountered it. So it's been going on. It is, you know, when they show you the price online, the first page, don't think that's it, because you really don't see it until you're about to check out, where they add all the fees. So some people try to avoid that by booking directly with the host, but you're not as secure. Always pay with a credit card and never book, you know, via Craigslist or Facebook or any other third party. You got to use reputable ones like Airbnb and Vrbo.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it is something. But you gotta price it out and decide. I mean, having a 4-bedroom house, if you're with friends or kids, or 2-bedroom, it's usually cheaper than 2 hotel rooms. So
yeah, it is.
Consider it all.
And let's talk cruises for a minute here. I saw that Carnival on Friday said their cumulative advanced bookings for the second half of this year are at lower prices actually compared with 2019. In part because of capacity increases, a change from higher prices on that basis as of March. Now, I've been hearing that bookings for next year are way up. Are people having second thoughts?
No, there are people are worried about inflation. They're worried about recession. So I know the airlines are worried about the fourth quarter. However, that is the big reason is for the cruises is, they did have capacity limits, and then all of a sudden they're now free to sell all their cabins.
Uh-huh.
And now they have so much inventory, so you can get a great deal. I mean, listen, cruising is one of the best values out there. You get your food, you get your entertainment, and obviously transportation all covered. So as long as you can stay away from the booze and the casino, you're going to be making out.
Let's get into hotels for a bit too. What's the situation with the hotels and their pricing? Sky high still everywhere, and going up more
through the roof in popular markets. I mean, even like New York City, the Holiday Inn was $400 recently.
Wow,
that's incredible. But again, you know, you can pick and choose. I know if you're going to go to Vegas, the trick is to go midweek, because weekends are going to be high. You know, Florida right now is actually lower because, you know, there's so much more competition. Before, you know, all these different cities or places like Hawaii and California had heavy restrictions, so everyone went to Florida, and those prices were up. Now, people are going to Hawaii, going to California, and not so many people in Florida in the summertime, so you can find a deal there. But do you really want to go in the hot summer?
Well, not a lot of people do. Renting a car has been a problem, and it's been expensive. Do you like Hotwire for that?
You know what? I used to. I haven't used Hotwire in a long time. I used to use Priceline all the time, and I actually, during a commercial break, I was booking a car on Costco for Christmas.
Oh.
So my point is book early. If you think I book tickets to go to, I'm in Canada right now, to come back here at Christmas time, and I'm booking my car rental right now. And the trick is I'll keep checking. I'll check every month to see if the price went down. If it did, I'll cancel my rebook and then cancel my original reservation. But it all depends on the market for the car rentals, but get it early.
Yep, there are stories about people showing up and there's no car, or they have to wait hours to get one. I guess that's still going on, isn't it?
That's a problem, and there's nothing the car rentals can do about it. If someone reserves a car and said they're going to return it on a Tuesday, but then they decide to extend, you know, what are the people going to do? I mean, you just can't create new cars.
Before we let you go, Johnny, let me come back to the problem of passengers behaving badly. I wanted to bring this up to you. Someone was talking about how they really get aggravated when they get on the plane and there's no overhead bin space near the seat because someone sitting farther back has hogged it up on their way back to the back seat. Have you encountered that?
Yeah, and I don't like that either. So listen, that's why you got to get on the plane early. I'm always trying to be one of the first people to board. So if you have to pay extra, do it. But it does drive me nuts when people put their bag up front when there's plenty of baggage overhead compartment in the back. I mean, first put it above your seat or at least across the aisle so you can look at it. That's one way to reduce in-flight theft, especially on long flights. But you know, just don't put it up front because you don't want to carry it all the way through the bag. That's ridiculous.
And what's the secret to getting an exit row?
The secret to getting an exit row, there's multiple. I wrote a post on it. I'll put it in my newsletter today or tomorrow. Actually, I'll do it today. But there's multiple things you can do is you just keep checking. Sign up. There's a website called Expert Flyer that will give you an alert when a seat opens up. But, you know, usually right before the flight or the day before, all the frequent flyers who are booked there will get upgraded, so then try and snag it that way.
And you said all the frequent flyers, not all the friggin' flyers, just to be clear here.
Yeah, I might be mumbling, but yes, frequent.
And if you want to get that free newsletter, go to the website, johnnyjet.com, JOHNNY, johnnyjet.com. Have a good trip, Johnny. Thanks, as always.
Thank you.
Appreciate the info. Yeah.